Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live in Baltimore, Maryland. Tomorrow is the Army-Navy game. We're here on the Army-Navy Radio Row to do our show today. RG3 going to join us soon. Mark Ingram later this hour. We'll get to Guess the Takes, a same-game parlay, which you already has, what, a field goal first drive?
Yeah, that's a field goal.
You were like one of the most famous guys in the world this last segment. That kid, there was a kid here Hugh gave an autograph to. He had to be the biggest Hugh Douglas fan I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was
lit up.
I didn't know those were still around.
Yeah, especially that young, you know. No, it was fun, man. It's like, you know, I like genuine interaction, and he was a genuine young man. And he did, as a matter of fact, he didn't have any cards on him. So I had, you know, I have cards that I have in my bag sometimes, and I just gave it to him.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
We weren't supposed to tell anybody that because I told him. I'm not that friendly.
Well, you told him not to tell anyone. You didn't tell me not to tell our entire
audience.
You're
right. Yeah. I'm not that friendly, though, so don't nobody else try that.
All right, we'll be friendly enough with you guys. All right, 215-592-9495. I haven't checked our Twitter polls in a while here. Let's do that. Our Twitter polls, of course, brought to you by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so we had a couple up today. We started with this. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? Hugh, what do you think the voting is coming down on this one? Yes or
okay,
no?
It's Friday, right?
It's Friday. People
yes.
Generally
it's
more positive.
Like 70% yes.
No at 66%.
Seriously?
Nobody
also
expects
that.
Points.
Okay.
I keep coming back to this, though. If we can't score against the Raiders, what are we doing?
No, it's people still have that sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
And this whole Jalen Hurts thing has divided everybody. So it's one of those things. People aren't feeling good about this football team right now, and we just got beat by two teams that we should have beat.
Well, at least this poll is going the right way. Do you pledge to react accordingly to how the Eagles perform on Sunday, right? So it's our version of whatever the pledge was on the afternoon show yesterday, what they call the positivity pledge?
Yes.
Enough positivity right here. With the stupid rabbit and now the pledge.
You said the stupid rabbit.
The rabbit.
That's crazy.
We all agree with that. But now we have 70% of our audience, Kyle, saying they pledge to react accordingly. That's all. That's not
well,
hard.
Good. No, I mean, that wasn't a difficult ask. I mean, asking this fan base to give a standing ovation to this team is absurd.
There's no shot.
No.
Oh,
what are we thinking?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess if they can just positivity, I'll get this thing going. We need scoring. Put points on the board, and then we go from there. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll be joined later this segment by RG3. All right, Big V in Mount Laurel on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Big V, what's up?
Okay, don't everybody jump at once.
He said, "Everyone, how you doing?"
Yeah,
hi.
He wants to talk to you here.
Okay,
if he's hurt.
So all right. First and foremost, that positivity pledge and standing ovation.
Yeah.
Put together by the largest and harshest Jalen Hurts critic is completely BS. Okay, if he wants to help the team, then stop dogging the quarterback. Oh, if you want to be positive about something, be positive about his playing, even though he's playing.
To be fair, he's given us nothing to be positive about for about 5 weeks.
Yeah, he's played like crap for a month, Big B.
I agree. 5 weeks, we have not seen the best Jalen.
No, he's been terrible. You can just come out and say that.
No, I want to be positive.
Well, I'm positive he sucked the last month. How about that?
Okay, but what I want to say is, Hugh, I agree with you in what you said. And if I could add to that, you know, about following and you know, everybody getting into their feelings, I want to add to that. I stand with you 10 toes down, period. Okay. Yes. You know, see, the thing is that, you know, there are heroes. You know, a lot of us old jocks live vicariously through these guys. When they do well, we like it. When they don't, we don't. Okay. And we're Philadelphia. Okay. We boo fans. Okay. So booing our players is no big deal to us. The whole thing is this. All right. And I said this, you know, 3 weeks ago. You want to get the best out of Jalen, sit AJ on his butt for the next, so we win a Super Bowl ring. You'll get the best out of him.
Till we win a Super Bowl ring? So we're just benching him till next year?
Bench him and next year trade him. That's it. You want to get more positivity in the locker room? Get rid of him. Get rid of the noise, okay? Because we haven't had this problem because all of a sudden we were 8-2 and everybody was complaining that we got 8 wins but we don't have any style points. Now that we're losing, those people who are complaining, you want us to go again.
Big V, can I ask you a question? Yeah. I know you're cooking. I didn't mean to stop you. But how is this AJ fault? Because that's kind of what I hear.
Okay, how is this AJ Paul? All right, so
tell him, Big V, go.
We're 8-2. We got a lot of talent, and Jalen got a small pie that he's got to carve up between a bunch of talented people. Okay, now AJ's not running good routes; he's running half routes, and he doesn't block. So that causes a negative on his side, both ends. Jalen sits there a lot of times waiting for him to get some room or get open. Now, we got other guys that he could be giving the ball to. You know, we got a great tight end. Smith's doing pretty good. And you know, if we can open this up a little bit and maybe, you know, Jalen run when he has to, but, you know, don't be crazy about it because we don't need him to be injured. And, you know, we can open it up for Saquon. We can get back to being the Eagles that we are, winners. The whole thing is this. Now they want to go into a situation.
Big B, I asked you a question and you finished it. But here's the problem that I have with the – because – and I'm not picking on you. I just want to say that. But here's the thinking. This is the same way that everybody else thinks. You're mad at AJ for pointing out the offense is bad, right? Okay, we get rid of AJ. Does that fix the offense?
No, I'm not mad at AJ.
Let me answer the question, BV.
I am answering the question.
Listen to what I'm saying. Okay. If we get rid of AJ, does that fix the offense?
It fixed a part of the offense. It doesn't fix the whole offense.
Big V. See, this.
Well, I would say it quiets down the yapping from the offense.
But it doesn't fix the offense. Let's be honest about what happened with AJ. Now, AJ's been balling because Jalen has been throwing him the ball more. But the bottom line is AJ's been talking about this for years. This is not the first year he said this. He said this last year. And we're mad at AJ because he picked the scab off the wound. Okay, so what are we mad at AJ for?
Okay.
Like, seriously, why? AJ has talked about for weeks before we got on this slide. That he said, what's wrong with this team? He said the passing. And nobody had a problem with it. And they were like, AJ's a cancer and all this other stuff. So now we get a week where the passing is bad. Now, granted, I understand the dynamics of all of this, the fact that AJ's, you know, getting fed a little bit more, and it's easy for you to be mad at him. But I don't understand, why are you still mad at him for pointing out the fact that the offense was bad?
I'm
like
not
that,
mad.
To help me understand. But you want to get rid of him? You want to get rid of him?
You want me to answer the question?
See, this is where, Big V, let me say this first. I didn't mean to make you defensive. I'm just trying to get you to see.
I'm not defensive.
Okay, my bad for assuming. My bad for assuming that the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I understand your points. And AJ has been saying this for years. But for years, we've been winning. Okay? Now, the offense is vanilla. Straight up. But, please let me finish. Seem to have had enough talent to compensate and win, and that was the big thing. Now that then the office started listening more to AJ crying when we were 8-2, to the point where they started saying, "Okay, feed him the ball." Now they're constantly feeding him the ball, and we're constantly losing.
I do think there's something to that. Now, the offense wasn't good before and bad now, so it's always not been good. But I do see the point that they have targeted him more lately, it's not leading to more points.
See, this is where I'm going to need everybody to listen to what's being said, right? Because I am convinced that I sit on this show every...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Every day, and I try to educate y'all every day about something that I've lived through for years that you just don't get. And I'm not trying to be mean or Ryan Clark anybody, but respectfully, this is what you don't understand about football. AJ told you last year was good enough for last year. Nobody knew the running game was going to be what it was. It was good enough for last year. AJ told you at the beginning of the year, we have to get better. We have to evolve. We didn't evolve. Do you understand? And I'm not mad at you, Big V, but that's the part that I'm trying to get people to understand. Do you understand that? Does anybody understand that last year is last year? It's last year. Last year is not good enough for this year because everybody's caught up to what you did last year. Do you understand that? Again, Big V, not yelling at you.
He's gone, by the way.
But that's the problem. The stuff that you did last year don't work this year because everybody's watched film. Like Mike Mayock sat here and told you that. Mike Mayock told you that. Dan Orlovsky's been telling you that. Everybody that's played the game at this level has been trying to tell you that. But you don't hear it. You don't hear it because you don't want to hear it. You want to invoke last year. Yeah, last year was great. Got us to the Super Bowl. It's not going to be good enough to win this year. It's not. That's why you see quarterbacks evolve. That's why you see quarterbacks regress, and they have to fight a little bit harder. That's why you see the year that Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl, it was hard for him to go back-to-back because teams caught up with him. That's the thing that you fail to realize about football. Every year is its own year. The same year that you had last year, the year's different the next year. That's the evolution of the game. That's the thing that some people just can't seem to grasp.
And the resume doesn't matter.
The resume matters now.
Okay, so as you went through that, you know what I thought of?
That was good. Strong.
It was very good. The AJ thing is classic. Two things could be true at the same time. It is Is he a selfish wide receiver who wants the football?
Every good one is.
Did he clearly tell us that his numbers and his production matter, if more or the same as championships? He did. He told the whole world. That is all true, and it's annoying. He's also right about the offense, right? Like, we don't like the way he's gone about it. It's felt selfish. It's felt me. But underneath all that, he's not wrong. He hasn't been wrong for 2 years. The passing game is not good enough. I mean, these are the truths about the team.
Here's the reality, and this is how you have to look at it. Cam Newton had a historic season when he took the Carolina Panthers
15-1 MVP. Yep,
he was the MVP of the league, and he ran the ball. He was running people over and everything.
It was awesome.
And that next year, it caught up with him. This is the thing that we as former players try to explain to people that people just don't understand. Every year, we would sit in a meeting, Jim Johnson, God rest his soul, and we went over stuff that beat us last year because we had to be a better defense. We ran some of the same plays, but we did a better job of disguising it because we had to be a better defense. Because the reality is this, people. Every year in the NFL, what worked for you that first year, probably not going to work again.
Right.
It's not. That's why I keep using the word evolve, evolution. You have to change. One of the reasons why the Kansas City Chiefs are not having great success is because they got hurt a lot and people have kind of picked up on what they're doing. They had a nice run. Not saying that they're not going to bounce back, but they got caught this year. And that's the reality of the NFL. You look at every season. Last year, it was the season of the running back. Everybody had the resurgence of the running back.
Saquon Barkley, Derek had Henry.
Now everybody wants to try to throw the ball all over the schoolyard. It changes every year, and that's the thing that people try to get you to see. It's not the same year. Teams are loading up the box, daring you to throw the football. We're not throwing the football consistent enough. That's what I've been trying to tell you for weeks. Ike's been trying to tell you for weeks. John Ritchie, you have to add a wrinkle into the game. And if Jalen's not running the ball, and if we're not running the ball well, it's vanilla. That's why it's vanilla. And if you're not having more innovative concepts in your offense, it's easy to defend, especially when you're not running the ball.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Cam Newton thing. And not because I think he and Jalen are the same player. They're different, right? But I remember the way people talked about Cam after that season you referenced. Like, he was on track to be an all-time player, right?
Yes.
He had won an MVP. I think in his first 5 years, he had an MVP, went to the Super Bowl, and had 160 touchdowns. Like, people were putting him up against the great quarterbacks ever, like, in terms of production. And then it was over. It just ended. He hung around the league for, I don't know, 5 more years, but he didn't play well. I think he had a losing record from there on out the rest of his career. So that's when you use that word evolve, Hugh, that's the whole thing.
Listen.
Jalen has to evolve.
Michael Vick, same thing, Joe. Michael Vick became a better quarterback when he was with Andy Reid.
Yep.
You have to evolve. You can't – the stuff that made you successful your first couple years in NFL, teams catch up with that. There's so many different – RG3. Think that it catches up with you. You have to evolve. You have to change your game because everybody's taking your game to the lab at the end of the season. And if you're going to stay the same, then guess what? The game's going to pass you by.
Yep.
Bottom line.
It's the truth. All right, let's go to Timmy in Malvern. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Good, Timmy. What's up?
Hugh, I got to say, it's a big honor. You were my favorite Eagle growing up. I played CYO. I wore 35 because I couldn't be 53, so I tried to do my own thing, you know?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, I think I agree with everything you guys were just saying regarding Jalen. He's got to evolve, but I do think some of it right now is what's going on because I think we can agree he's thrown flashes of the skill set. The throw on 3rd and 16 the other night was unbelievable. I mean, Jaws said it was one of the greatest throws he's ever seen in his life.
It was a great throw. He also had the one in the corner of the end zone that AJ couldn't hold on to. That was a perfect pass. Yeah,
I mean you couldn't walk it down there and drop it into a better spot. I think he's got some type of issues, not just this year, but with his whole career. If he doesn't trust his offensive coordinator, it doesn't work for him. I think you go back to Alabama, the year when they made the change, they switched from Kiffin to Dable. I don't think that there was something there. I don't think it really went along well. I think he came here. Things were going well. Obviously, had a very good relationship and rapport with Steichen. And I don't know if it's trust where it's results or if it's combination, but then they move on, something with Brian Johnson. You know, I don't know if it's first-time play caller or something like that, but I think if you look at him right now, he doesn't trust the plays that are coming in and the plays that are getting called. I think that's part of the reason that's impacting his play, because I think there's some doubt creeping in there. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I do think there's some of that. I mean, that's part of the new coordinator thing. I think a lot of times people, when we talk about it, Timmy, it becomes, well, he's got to learn a new offense. But it might be more what you're saying, right? Like just the familiarity with each other, trust in each other. I get it. I know what he's trying to do. I know the play he's setting up. I do think that might be part of it. I mean, there is challenges to this. And Timmy, good phone call. We appreciate it. There's challenges, but the other side of it is week 15, right? Like, you brought this up, the first months of season with a new coordinator. All right. First 2 months. All right. We gotta move forward here. It's week 15. Like we can't just keep saying coordinator stuff. It's week 15.
And here's the thing, Joe. There were some good things, and I keep saying this. You're not gonna change this offense a whole lot. It's impossible right now. You're in the season. But the way you make it better next year, I don't feel like this has happened this year. I don't have anything to base this off of, but you need to build a better rapport with your receivers. And the reason why I say that is because for the quarterback, and I'm talking about that cut they had with Devontae Smith, for the quarterback and the receiver to not be on the same page in basic passing concepts, that needs to be rectified. And that's the work that you're doing offseason.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, at this point in their careers, Hugh, they should be on the same page.
Yeah, they should be working together a lot.
I mean, usually when quarterbacks and receivers play this long together, they have better. I mean, look, Jalen and Devontae have played together forever. They've been together back in college.
Yeah.
But even AJ, I mean, he's been here long enough that this shouldn't be a huge problem anymore. It just shouldn't be. Let's grab Will and Kate May. What's up, Will?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Will. What's up? Will?
I need you to help me here.
Okay.
In the last 3 years, can you name me a game where the Eagles have lost where they ran the ball more than they threw it?
Probably not. I mean, I'd have to look, but I can't. I don't think there's one.
No, there's not one. And it doesn't matter whether you – I mean, the yards per carry are important, but that comes with running the ball consistently. And that's the problem in the whole NFL. When you look at what happened last night with the, you know
–
Falcons, yeah, and
Bucks.
Tampa. You know, you got to be kidding me, man. You're winning the game by 14 points. You don't run the ball? This is like kindergarten coaching. When you're up against the Broncos and you're winning by 14 points, the Eagles, against the Broncos, kindergarten coaching tells you run the ball. When you're up against Dallas, 21 points, and you don't run the ball, kindergarten coaching tells you to run the ball. And I don't care what you want to go into, Jalen not playing well, receivers complaining. It comes down to one thing in the whole NFL, not just the Eagles, whole NFL. If you run the ball consistently with passing the ball, you will win. And that's what we did. When you look at
Well, we got to do it better. Will, we got to do it better. There's no question. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's take a very quick break. Coming up with us on this side, RG3, who just sat there. He got to hear Will and Kate May's call. I'm sure he loved that. All right, RG3 is with us next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.